Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to this very special Daily Devotional. A couple of days ago, I promised I would bring this. And today, I am doing that. I am bringing this teaching. If you turn with me in your Bible to Acts, the second chapter. And if you're not sure where Acts is, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they're the Gospels. And Acts comes next. The second chapter of Acts, and we go to verse 1, and it says this. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present, watch this, everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. That is really important, and I'll come back to that in a moment. But what you need to remember is the disciples, there were 12 of them, and that became 11 when Judas had made the decision that he was going to betray the Lord. These 12 disciples had been following Jesus. Jesus had simply said to them, come and follow me. And for 3 years, they'd been following Jesus devoutly, almost religiously, if you will. They were following them. They were following Jesus because they knew that they knew that they knew that they knew that they had to. They had no idea why. But Jesus had called them and they had followed. Beloved, listen to this. Jesus is calling you. Do you not feel that same urgency to just follow him? Wherever he takes you, whatever happens, do you feel that urgency in your spirit inside you to follow him and do whatever he wants you to do? Now, these disciples, they were all working men. They were all working class, if you will. I hate using that expression. But they were working men. I mean, Peter, I can imagine the size of his hand, the size of his fist, twice the size of mine, I would imagine, because he was there on the Sea of Galilee, pulling in the nets all day long, repairing the nets, working on his boat. His hands were rough and hewn. They weren't smooth like an office worker, but they were rough and hewn, and he was a ready, steady sort of a guy, as were the disciples. But half the time, in fact, most of the time, when Jesus was speaking to them, they didn't have a clue what he was talking about. They must have been so confused. What? What's he saying now? What's all this about? I don't understand this at all. What does he mean by that? That is going through their minds. And then they meet together in the upper room, and Jesus explains to them that one of them will betray him. One of them will deny him. And they can't believe it. What is going on? And not 12 hours goes by, and Peter himself is denying the Lord 3 times, as Jesus said he would, denying him before the cock crows. Can you imagine how he felt? Desolate, down, as though he had betrayed the one thing that he knew he should never betray. But he had betrayed the Lord by saying, no, I don't know him. I don't know who he is. Why? Because he was scared. He was full of fear with what was going on. And then Jesus hangs on the cross. He hangs on the cross in front of his disciples. He hangs there. And he dies. And 3 days later, he is resurrected. And he appears to the disciples. And they still don't understand. They still haven't got it. And so consequently, by the time of Pentecost, there's now 120 of them, not 12, but 120 of them. The disciples have been multiplied by 10, beloved. And they're in this upper room. And I can't imagine that scene. Can you imagine what was going on that day? They were sitting around talking about their Lord who had gone and who had come back. What is going on? And then suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm. Imagine it. That wind. That huge wind. And the Bible says it filled the house where they were sitting. And then, wow, what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared on their heads. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit. Everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit. Everyone present right now listening to this broadcast, every single one of you can be filled with the Holy Spirit. Right now. Right at this moment. Every single one of you can be filled to overflowing with the power of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because it's in Scripture, beloved. I'm not making this up. It's there in Scripture, and you can be filled and refilled and refilled and refilled and refilled and refilled to overflowing. Many years ago, in 1967, my father and my mother were down in Cornwall looking at property, thinking of moving down there. My dad was thinking of retiring to Cornwall in the south west of England. And my father was an itinerant minister. He used to preach every Sunday as a lay preacher. He used to go around different churches in Bristol. Each and every Sunday evening, he would be preaching somewhere. Somewhere, my dad would be preaching. But up to this point, my dad believed that the Holy Spirit had died out with the first century Christians and was not available today. And he would preach that. He did not believe it. And my dad and my mum went to a meeting. And my mother and my father were filled full of the Holy Spirit that evening. And my mum and dad's lives were completely and utterly changed that night. I can testify to that. And their lives were changed forevermore. They're no longer with us. But right up to that point, when they went to be with the Lord, they were filled with His Holy Spirit, and their lives were changed, and their smiles and their joy and their happiness was evident. And my dad spent a long, long time being so upset and sad and sorry that he hadn't known and he hadn't preached the gospel that included the power of the Holy Spirit. Because he just didn't know. But his life was changed. He was a different person, I can promise you that. Because I lived right through that epoch, right through that period. I was a witness to that, and I saw how their lives had changed. Beloved, The power of the Holy Spirit is available to you today, and all you need to do is say, I want the power of the Holy Spirit in my life. All you need to do today is say, yes, Lord, that is for me. All you need to do is to say, Lord God, fill me full of your Spirit. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Beloved, you may well have heard that you will not speak in tongues. You will not be allowed to. You may have felt that. You may have felt that yourself. You know what? I can't speak in tongues. I don't know how to do that. I can't do it. I haven't got that ability. I am telling you that the Holy Spirit is saying to you today, as I give you this ability, you will speak in another language. You just allow me to give you this ability. You just allow me to fill you full of my awesome love and my awesome power. Allow me to be your comforter. Just say now, Lord God, be my comforter. Be my Savior. Come to me, Lord Jesus, and fill me today with your Holy Spirit, and let your power course through my veins. I pray in Jesus' name. That is what you need to do. Nothing more. And I want you to sense the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit comes to you right now, today. Sense it now. Sense the Holy Spirit coming upon you, because I know that 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 the Holy Spirit is filling you right now, right at this moment. I know it because I sense it. The Holy Spirit is filling you, beloved, like never before. Just say these words. Jesus, change my life. Change me now, Lord. Fill me, Father, full of your Spirit. Fill me full of your love. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Just sense it now, beloved. Just feel it now. Feel that power coursing through your body. For the Lord says to you, you are my beloved child, and it is my greatest pleasure to fill you with my comforter and to fill you full of my love. And all I ask is that you follow me, that you obey my commands. And this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you and as I love you, and pass that love to others. In the name of Jesus, amen.